You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. This morning, the government announced a number of measures that they say will help meet New Zealand's 2050 carbon neutral target, create new jobs and boost innovation. The four key initiatives announced are to mandate a lower emitting biofuel blend across the transport sector, pass a clean car import standard legislation this year to cut emissions and fuel costs, and to only purchase zero emissions public transport buses starting from 2025, and to ensure the entire public transport bus fleet is decarbonised by 2035. Julian Genta, the transport spokesperson for the Green Party, joins me now to speak on this governor announcement. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
What is the Green Party's position on these initiatives?
We're really happy to see this progress, and in particular, many of these initiatives are things that we have been pushing for since last term. When I was Associate Minister of Transport, I undertook a lot of work on the vehicle emission standards, and I'm really pleased to see the Labor government pick that up and implement it. Obviously, the Green Party policy goes much further, and I would say that we are going to have to do a lot more in the transport space to truly decarbonize and get the livable cities that people want.
Is it significant that the government has focused on transport when it comes to taking climate action?
The government is going to need to focus on transport, particularly in this decade. It's really important that we do more to reduce emissions, and that means cleaning up the vehicles we're using and the fuel we're using, which is what most of the announcement today is about. So it's about low emissions vehicles, zero emissions buses, incorporating biofuel into diesel, which gives you an immediate emissions reduction in all of the diesel vehicles and heavy trucks that are on the road right now. But of course, we're also going to have to do more to make our transport system more efficient. And that's where the Green Party is saying, well, we need to invest much more in rapid public transport, streets that are great for walking and cycling locally, and rail, freight, and coastal shipping, and passenger regional rail.
How is going decarbonizing the public transport fleet and buses going to create new jobs?
It depends on where we're sourcing the buses from. I mean, you'd have to ask the government. They're the ones who are making that statement. But I suppose if they're building the buses here in New Zealand, then that's a potential to create new jobs. Definitely there will be wider benefits than just decarbonization from moving to electric buses or zero emissions buses. And one of the biggest benefits is going to be reduction in noise and air pollution in our city centers.
Right. But still focusing on the electrical buses. Now, the decarbonizing of New Zealand's public transport fleet is obviously an important environmental step. But by doing that, diesel and petrol run vehicles have to go somewhere when they are not used anymore. So is the Green Party...
Well, they're all going to come to the end of their life at some point anyway. I mean, what this is about is the new vehicles being brought into New Zealand or being built in New Zealand. So when we're procuring new buses, they're going to be zero emissions entirely by 2025. I mean, I would like to have seen that number be a little bit sooner that year. And that's the same with cars and trucks on the roads. The first step is making sure that the ones that we're bringing into the country are low emissions and very soon to be zero emissions only, is what the Green Party would say. The government hasn't announced that yet. They've just announced a target of 105 grams of carbon as an average across the fleet by 2025, which is a good first start. But like other countries, we're going to have to signal an end date to the importation of fossil fuel vehicles.
Right, but what about the fossil fuel vehicles that were left over when the entire fleet is carbonized? Is the Green Party concerned about the waste that this could cause, and is there a solution for this?
Well, I mean, ultimately, those cars are probably going to be on the road for some years, and we're going to, like, we already have a huge fleet of vehicles, many of which are older than is ideal, and it will be very important from a waste minimization point of view that we have a plan for recovering what can be recovered from those vehicles, recycling what can be recycled, and disposing of them responsibly.
It just made clear by the ministers who announced these policies, as well as yourself, there is always more to be done. And what are the steps that the Greens would like to see the government take in this term to do more to tackle the climate crisis?
The Green Party is championing a real revolution in our investment in transport infrastructure. We need a step change in public transport, not just zero emission buses. We need fast, modern, light rail. We need rapid regional rail. That has the potential to be a huge economic stimulus to our economy, but also to shape cities and help achieve housing affordability if it's paired with our public housing builds. We need to make walking and cycling a normal, safe activity and means of getting around our local neighborhoods. That's incredibly cost-effective, and it has benefits for the climate as well as for health and happiness of our people. And we need to have a real comprehensive plan around phasing out fossil fuel vehicles completely in Aotearoa, New Zealand, shifting freight as much as possible through zero emissions rail or coastal shipping, and using electric or other zero emissions heavy vehicles for the last mile.
Right. Julie Angenta, Green Party Transport Spokesperson. Ngā mihi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.